CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Transport Canada has recalled more than 55,000 Ford trucks and SUVs due to a battery issue, and that could increase the risk of a crash. The 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport SUVs and 2022 Maverick trucks are affected. Transport Canada says the body and powertrain modules may not detect a change in battery charge, causing the engine to stall or not restart after a start-stop. The hazard lights may also not work. The Avon-Maitland District School Board of Trustees has appointed a new Director of Education. Dr. Graham Shantz will assume the role after working with the Waterloo Region District School Board for 26 years, most recently as Associate Director. Shantz wants to see students ready to face life's challenges and opportunities.
The overarching goal is to make sure that every student in the Avon-Maitland District School Board feels welcome when they come to school, that they enjoy their time in their classrooms, and they feel supported by the adults that are with them, because ultimately we want to make sure that they are prepared for the challenges and the opportunities as they leave our system and start to make their mark on the world.
Shantz was raised in the region and looks forward to returning to his roots. Perth County is paying tribute to a past warden following news of her passing. In a release, Perth County Warden Rhonda Eggetts expressed condolences to the family of former warden and Perth County Council member Barb McLean. McLean began her political career as a councillor in Hibbert Township in 1992 and remained in the role through amalgamation. In 2000, McLean was elected deputy mayor of West Perth and then became warden of Perth County from 2005 to 2006. A freight train with five burning rail cars was stopped in downtown London Sunday night. The Canadian Pacific Railway train was traveling east through the city when the old wooden railway ties it was carrying caught fire about 10:50 p.m. Multiple 911 calls were made before the burning train was stopped at Waterloo Street and Pall Mall. Residents in the area were urged to stay inside and keep their windows closed, while 28 firefighters used 10 apparatuses to douse the fire. No one was hurt. The Grey Bruce Labour Council is organizing three ceremonies to mark a milestone year for the National Day of Mourning. Labour Council Vice President for Bruce County, Dave Trumbull, says it's an important anniversary for the major gains made by the working class.
This is also a seminal year for anniversaries. It was 50 years ago this year that the Elliott Lake uranium miners wildcatted, which laid the foundation for the Occupational Safety Act as we know it today.
A ceremony will be held at Hanover Heritage Square Friday at 11 a.m., at the Chesley Community Centre Sunday at 10:30 a.m., and at Bruce Power on Monday. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Game 2 of the Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins live on AM 920 CKNX at 7 o'clock this evening. Bruins lead the series 1-0. Mark Stone, meanwhile, confirming today that he'll play in Game 1 for the Vegas Golden Knights tonight as they take on the Stars in Dallas. We are expecting the schedule for the Schmaltz Cup semifinal between Hanover and Clarington to be finalized shortly. It appears Hanover has won the flip, which would give them Game 1 as well as a potential Game 7 at the P&H Centre. You'll be able to hear Barron's games live on CKNX and at CKNX.ca. Yusei Kikuchi takes the ball for the Blue Jays as they open up a three-game set in Kansas against the Royals. Toronto has won four consecutive series coming into tonight, first pitch at 7:40. And according to ESPN, the New York Jets are closing in on a deal that would send quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos for a pair of draft picks. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
A clear forecast overnight with a low of 6. For tomorrow, showers ending in the morning, but then cloudy with the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Windy and a high of 15. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 8 degrees, and it's all sunshine for Thursday with a high near 13.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.